Masechet Berachot, Perek Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is going to talk about a person who has to do Birkat HaMazon. We know Birkat HaMazon has to be done in the Makom, in the same place that somebody ate. So the Mishnah was going to argue about what if a person over here forgot to say Birkat HaMazon and he already left the place that he ate. Mishnah says, Misha Achal Mishachach Velo Berach. Someone who ate and they forgot and they did not say Birkat HaMazon. Bet Shammai Omnim Yahzor Limkomo Bivarech. Bet Shammai says, there's no option to do Birkat HaMazon in another place. He has to go back to his original spot, and he has to go do Birkat HaMazon in that spot where he ate. Bet Hillel Omnim Yivarech Bemakom Shenizkag. Bet Hillel say, no, you're allowed to say Birkat HaMazon in the place that you remember. But Bet Hillel would say that you're praised if you do go back to your original spot, but you can say Birkat HaMazon wherever you remember. The commentaries all say this is specifically only going on the case of Shachach. This is only going on the case of if one forgot to say Birkat HaMazon. But if one Bemezid left his place, but if one said it wasn't in the mood, he had some other excuse, and he didn't want to make Birkat HaMazon at that point, and he later on, 20 minutes later, from a different place, he wants to say Birkat HaMazon, even Bet Hillel would say, you're not allowed to say Birkat HaMazon in that situation, and he would have to go back to his original location. Mishnah continues and says, Ad ematai hu mevarech, until when is a person allowed to say Birkat HaMazon? Ad kidesh b'sheik achil hamazon shebeme'av, until the food that's in his stomach has been digested. But once the food has been digested and the person starts feeling hungry and he wants a new meal, a person is not allowed to say Birkat HaMazon at that point, because we know, v'achalta v'sabato berachta, a person eats, he gets satiated, then he says a beracha. If he isn't satiated from that original meal anymore, there's no concept of Birkat HaMazon. And that level doesn't have to be super full. It just has to be that he's not hungry for his next meal.
Masechet Berachot Perek Het Mishnah Het. This Mishnah is going to talk about a situation where a glass of wine was brought after the meal was finished, but before Birkat HaMazon was done. Question becomes, is a person allowed to consume the glass of wine at that point? He only has one cup of wine. That's the situation. Is he allowed to say a beracha on that glass of wine and drink it there as sort of a dessert wine? Or, since he only has one cup, does he have to wait and do Birkat HaMazon al hakos? That means, after he says Birkat HaMazon, say hagefen with his Birkat HaMazon in order to do it in a more meshubach, more praiseworthy way. And that's going to be machloke between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Mishnah says, Balahem yayin la'achar hamazon ve'en sham ela oto hakos. If wine was brought to them after the meal was done, but no Birkat HaMazon was done yet, and they only have that one cup of wine, there's no other wine in the vicinity. Bet Shammai omrim mevarech al hayayin ve'ahar kach mevarech al hamazon. Bet Shammai says a person's allowed to drink that wine right now. Like we said earlier in a different Mishnah, that he has to say a beracha on that wine because it's considered to be after the meal. So he has to say a beracha on that wine. And then he can say Birkat HaMazon, but he doesn't have to save that cup of wine for Birkat HaMazon to be done at that point. Bet Hillel omri mevarech al hamazon ve'ahar kach mevarech al hayayin. Bet Hillel says, no, you have to keep that cup of wine for Birkat HaMazon. You have to keep it for Birkat HaMazon. You're not allowed to have it as dessert wine. You have to wait to have it after Birkat HaMazon. So that's Bet Hillel's opinion. Bet Shammai says, if you want, you could have it now. If you want, you could have it afterwards. There's no difference. You don't have to have Birkat HaMazon al hakos, while Bet Hillel says, no, you have to have Birkat HaMazon al hakos. Mishnah continues with a separate case talking about a kuti. We said a kuti, a Samaritan, is somebody who became part of the Jewish people, this whole tribe of people, who became part of the Jewish people, and in the times of the Mishnah, they were okay, but eventually, they found out that these people were idol worshippers. But even in the times of the Mishnah, they weren't following all of the commands. There were certain commands that they didn't do properly. Whatever they were taught, they would do well, but other mitzvot they didn't do appropriately, and there was always a certain nervousness that these people were worshipping Avodah Zarah. Later on, it was found out, like we said, that they went up to Har Gerizim, and they saw that these people were worshipping the likening of a yonah, of a dove. So about these people, Onim Amen Ahad Israel HaMevarech. If you hear a Jew saying a beracha, but you didn't hear him say Baruch Atah Hashem, you didn't hear him blessing to God, you just hear at the end of the beracha, Shakol Nyabed Varo. you're allowed to answer amen, because we have the assumption that a Jew, obviously, when he's saying a beracha, is saying a beracha to God. Obviously, also, this is talking about a situation where you're not fulfilling your obligation. We're not talking about, for example, tikiat shofar, the blowing of the shofar. If the blowing of the shofar is the situation, you wouldn't be able to just hear part of the beracha. You'd have to be hearing the whole beracha. So this is just a situation where you're answering amen, but not intending to fulfill any obligation with that answering of amen. So with a Jew, you just say amen, even if you hear the end of the beracha and you don't hear the whole thing. Ve'en onin amen ahara kuti ha-mevarech ad shishma kol ha-beracha. But if a kuti is saying a beracha, you don't answer amen unless you hear the entire beracha, because we don't really know who he's blessing to. It could be that he's addressing an idol. He's addressing some sort of avodah zarah if we didn't hear him say Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning. But if we hear his full beracha, we are allowed to answer amen after him.